It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Charles Stewart Abbott was born in Panama on December 11, 1858. Shortly after his birth, his parents moved to New York City, where he was educated in the public schools and the famous Flushing Institute on Long Island. He had planned to attend Columbia University, but instead left his schoolings to help his father with finances. Abbott worked in various employments to help make ends meet, including serving as captain of a Chautauqua Lake steamer. In addition, he studied law at Warren, Pennsylvania, and was later business manager of The Countryside, a weekly educational and agricultural journal. On February 4, 1880, Abbott married Pauline Allen of Jamestown, and the couple had two children. Abbott's independent business career began in 1889 when he partnered with Jamestown businessman Porter Sheldon in the manufacture of photographic paper. The two formed the American Aristotype Company, with Sheldon as president and Abbott as secretary and treasurer. This business rapidly developed into one of the leading of its type in the nation and was one of Jamestown's principal industries. In 1899, the General Aristo Company was formed, which was afterward consolidated into the Eastman Kodak Company in Rochester, of which Abbott served as vice president. During his time with Eastman Kodak, Abbott spent 2 years in Europe promoting the company with great success. Abbott's health fell into decline in early January 1905, and he went to North Carolina with his family in hopes of a recovery. However, that never happened, and he died on March 1, 1905, at the age of 47. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.